Well, the Obama administration's Trade Advisory Committee for Fruits and Vegetables met last week in Washington to strategize about opening foreign markets to fresh American farm products. Chairman of the group, Joel Nelson, says it's only natural to improve trade with South American countries because of how our opposite growing seasons complement each other. However,
the problem is that most of those countries south have pests or diseases that are not native to the United States. And there had been some momentum to create pest-free areas in a pest-infested zone, if you will. That seems to have slowed, given the amount of trouble we're having in the United States relative to infectious pests and diseases.
For example, oranges from Uruguay would be fine to ship north, but lemons from Argentina could bring black spot disease. Nelson also said the administration is working on strategies to open Russia to American farm products. And while it's one thing for a committee to provide advice, Nelson notes that taking that advice is quite another.
The Bush administration took our advice, and they modified certain trade agreements to correct deficiencies relative to fresh fruits and vegetables. This administration has been slow to come to the table, quite frankly. But in the last, I would say, 8 to 10 months, there has been a noticeable uptake in activity surrounding trade. I'm bullish that the year 2012 is going to be a positive experience with this administration and the fresh fruit and vegetable industry relative to trade.
The Fruit and Vegetable Trade Advisory Committee is one of 6 agricultural technical advisory committees for trade. The committee provides advice and makes recommendations to the Secretary of Agriculture and the U.S. Trade Representative. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.